Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio.
We have a Chelsea Radio Novela update in regards to her love life yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So many of you called in to help her out in this very difficult decision to make. Should she go on a date with a guy she met a weekend one at Coachella or not? Let me break it down to you because we got a name for this Radio Novela right here. Dos hombres, un suéter, y la princesa Coachella.
It's two men, one sweater, and Princess Coachella.
The man that Cinderella'd Chelsea on Coachella weekend one and left his sweater behind just to make sure they would see each other again, invited her out on a date last night. He was going to cook for her and take her on a walk on the beach. But she had no idea that she was going to get straight up Tinkerbell'd weekend two. That's of Coachella, right. When she met another man that fairy dusted her.
It's all just, weekend long, fairy dusted her. And Monday night.
It just sounds not right.
You mean the truth?
Oh, wow.
So, she was like, yo, I'm going to go on this date with Cinderella and return his sweater. Brian was like, yo, don't waste your time or his time.
Mail it back. Mail it back.
Yep.
Still got the UPS envelope over in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
What did Chelsea end up doing? By the way, if you want to know what Tinkerbell is, basically you meet somebody for the first time and it's literally like they put fairy dust all over you because you fell for them right away. And that's what happened with Chelsea.
Wow.
Saw him every day since Friday. Sure. I will tell you this, that she decided to go on a date with Cinderella and return his sweater, but not before receiving a text from Tinkerbell, weekend number two, boyfriend, that says this. If you don't have plans, I would love to see you again. Tonight.
Again. Mm-hmm. Do you have a toothbrush at his place yet?
Come on. That's too serious.
We're about to find out what happened. We're live on Instagram right now. Check out the vid at 97.1 Amber Radio. Chelsea, first and foremost, how did that text conversation continue? After Tinkerbell said that and tried to derail you from seeing Cinderella, what did you text back?
Well, here's the thing, because I felt like I knew he was playing dumb because earlier in the day he had texted me a video of him listening to the show. So I knew he knew that I had plans.
So weekend number two, Tinkerbell was listening to the show, finding out for the first time that you're going on a date with another man, Cinderella.
That's actually pretty good on his part. That's due diligence, doing a little intel recon.
Okay.
You know, not playing dumb.
But, well, so then, so for me, I was like, well, how am I going to respond to this? Because I'm not going to be like, oh, busy. I don't know. I wanted to like call him out on it. So I was like, I feel like I'm being tested because I know you heard the show today, is what I said. And he goes, and then he wrote, I mean, give him the sweater back and let's snuggle.
Hashtag mail it back.
Mail it back. Mail it back. Don't even drop it off. Wow. Just shove it in a mailbox.
And then come over and.
Okay.
I mean, we already know where this story ends because you've been particularly exhausted today.
Okay. Wow. You're jumping to conclusions.
Chelsea, what time did you set up the date with Cinderella?
So,
which is Sweater Boy.
So, you know, and Cinderella's a super nice guy. He was great. We were like,
But what time did you set him up? And we'll find out if you also saw Tinkerbell after.
We had a very early dinner.
Look. Happy hour, 4:30?
By the way, when a girl moves a date to like 4 p.m., you just been friend zoned. So how was your experience with Cinderella?
Yeah,
let's go there first.
We had a dinner at 6:15 and we, it was really great. Honestly, he's such a cool guy. Gentleman, like made it really easy.
It was like really fun half hour.
Well, because I was going to drive all the way out to like the west side where he's at because he was going to make dinner and stuff. But it was, you know, there was a lot of traffic at that time. So he's like, I'll just come to you. No big deal. So he ended up coming over here. We had a really nice dinner. He's super sweet, really fun guy, really good dinner. I gave him a sweatshirt back. We had some laughs, some hugs. You know, it was great.
You gave him a bro hug on the way out?
Dang, was it a side church hug? All right, so what did you do after Cinderella went on his way?
So.
And his pumpkin.
Take your sweatshirt back and be gone, pumpkin.
So I had dessert with...
so awkward right now.
You had dessert with who?
I got ice cream with... with Tinkerbell.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chelsea, okay. Stacked them.
I stacked the days, guys.
Stacked them like a Wendy's burger.
I gotta say, I felt kind of like a boss, though, doing that. It felt kind of good.
Coming up next, we'll find out how that ended and who's in the lead after last night. Cinderella Boy or Tinker Bell? Text us. Who do you think's in the lead?
Pretty much a landslide for old Tinkerbell over here. Michelle LA says, clearly Tinkerbell has won. No questions asked. Jeffrey says, team hashtag Tinkerbell in the lead. She must have subconsciously wanted Tink and thus, I think it's more than subconsciously, and thus made plans because she really wanted to see him. And then from the 805, you go, girl!
Wow,
you should have kept that sweater longer just in case you got bored of Tinkerbell. There it is.
I like that.
All right, Chelsea, to help you decide who's in the lead, we got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Between Tinkerbell and Cinderella, who do you believe has better family values? Things that are important to you.
Oh, shoot.
She's like, I haven't even asked them.
Oh, damn, I don't even know anything about this.
She's like, why does that matter?
Okay, let's ask. Wait, when you were at Tinkerbell's apartment, does he have any pictures of family around?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Could you see yourself photoshopped in him?
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting anxiety.
Number two, who's a better listener?
Definitely. Well, they're both good, guys.
Okay. Number three, who do your friends like more?
But, like, here, this is also new. More of my friends have met Tinker, so Tinker.
And number four, who's a better kisser?
Tinker, for sure.
You kiss both of them?
Whoa! Majestic. And most importantly for you, who has more followers on social media?
Important for me at all.
All right, I have a question.
Not even a little bit.
Did you leave anything at Tinkerbell's house yet?
Oh, did you Cinderella Tinkerbell?
Oh my God, you guys, I actually...
Oh! No! The tables have turned!
How sad is that for Cinderella listening right now, busted his move on the dude that swooped him?
I mean, I can't even think of a bigger slap in the face right now.
Oh my gosh.
I left my charging case there.
Your charging case for your phone.
Oh, man, that's even worse than the sweatshirts.
Hey, Tinkerbell lives really close to the radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tam, you want to run over and get it?
No, even better. If you're listening, Tinkerbell,
oh, no.
Come on through the studio.
Stop.
What's
you
our
guys?
Address?
5670 Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Second floor. Come on through, Tinkerbell. If you're really, really a boss, you would show up to the show before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If you really, really
agreed,
interested
totally,
in our assist.
Yeah. I mean, I know Cinderella would. He drove out here in rush hour just for a lunch.
So bottom line, it, Chels, to wrap this up, how are you moving forward? Both of them? Just one of them? None of them? Go ahead, girl.
You're empowered.
You're an empowered woman.
Okay, here's
woman
what
right
I
now.
Will say. I'm going to empower all my single women out there to stack dates, because I'll tell you why. I felt like a boss woman yesterday.
Wow.
It was really great going from one to the next. And I might do three next time.
Whoa. You have a morning show to do. Let's not do three on weekdays. Two got you, like,
but,
struggling.
Anyways.
Friday nights and Saturday nights, please.
You know, here's the thing. I'm in this place in my life where I'm having fun, and I'm having a good time with Tink right now. Can I call him Tink? Is that weird?
You call him whatever
feels
you
weird.
Want.
And I don't know.
Whoa!
I meant to you said Tink, and I saw Blink, and I pressed Blink 182 instead of this.
It's the summer, man. Tam and I talk about summer circles. I'm not saying doing that, but like, it's just one day at a time. I don't like to overthink
so
things.
So Tinkerbell's in the lead, but you're going to keep Cinderella in the picture?
I think we could be friends. I don't know what's going to happen.
That's a yes.
All right. I don't want this to add your anxiety, but we got a text from Josh in 626.
Oh, no.
Boy, I wonder what Gary thinks if he's listening to this. I bet he's trying to run background checks on everyone named Tinkerbell.
Yeah, do you have a message for Gary, a.k.a. your father?
Dad, turn it off.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.